Welcome.
Welcome in to a new episode of the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. This is season 5, episode 1. Hard to believe that I have been recording this podcast for 5 years now. Even though the first year I didn't do very many episodes, and I did cut back this last year in 2023 with the number of episodes I did the year before. But that's neither here nor there, because it's a new year. Lots of great topics I want to be able to talk about in this year on the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. Before I get started, I want to share some information with you guys, a partnership that I have now with a company called Pioneer Fit. I am a brand ambassador for this company, and let me just encourage you guys this. If you are into fitness and you are looking at purchasing a lifting belt, whether it's a lever belt or whether it's just a regular buckle lifting belt, or you're looking for knee sleeves, knee wraps, wrist straps, you name it, they have it. Or even just, you know, Pioneer Fit swag, t-shirts, hats, things like that. Do me a favor, go to generalleathercrafter.com and order and use my code. It's the number 5, S-M-O, the number 6, Z. Again, the number 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, the number 6, capital Z. Use that code, get you a 10% discount on anything that you order from Pioneer Fit. You can find them on Instagram at Pioneer_Fit as well. Anyway, again, like I said, this is episode 1 of season 5. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, as always, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. In this episode, I'm going to break this down into two segments, okay? In the first segment, I want to talk about goals. At the beginning of the year, people are always in this mind frame of setting goals for the year, whether they're long-term, whether they're short-term, whatever. And basically, what a goal is, it's the idea of the future or desired results that you are setting out to accomplish or achieve. For me, I've got a goal to step back on stage at Summer Shredding. Part of that, within that long-term goal, my goal is to lose another 80 pounds leading up to then. I've got a goal to where I want to step on stage under 220 pounds. I lost 80 pounds for Summer Shredding last year, and there's no reason why I can't do it again. And in doing so this time, it's going to put me in a much better position, not just in terms of the competition, but my health and my wellness. As far as the goals, this is my encouragement to you guys. If you're someone who likes to set goals that are daily for daily wins. What does that mean? Getting up and brushing your teeth every day. Getting up and doing cardio first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast every day. Set a goal, a daily goal to close your rings on your Apple Fitness app on a daily basis. Set a daily goal to burn so many calories. Those are good examples of daily goals that you can set. Set goals that are weekly. How many times throughout the week will you walk or run a 5K? How many times throughout the week will you squat so many pounds at the gym on leg day? How many times, okay? Because some people do 2 leg days a week, okay? Some people do 3 leg days a week. If that's you, then more power to you. Set goals that are monthly. What's a monthly goal? And then finally, set yearly goals or more your more long-term goals. Like, what are you wanting to accomplish that can be accomplished by the end of the year, by the end of 2024? Those are goals, okay? In the next segment, I want to talk about prioritizing things in order for you to accomplish these goals. I also want to talk about faith. I want to talk about family, and I want to talk about fitness. And I will be back shortly with the next segment. As always, you can find the 413 Spin Fit podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Spotify. Does the gym intimidate you? Have you ever considered resistance band training? Resistance band training offers a great alternative to the traditional weight training. It limits the stress on your body and adds resistance. Pro boards and pro bands is that alternative. It's your own personal gym and offers unlimited workouts. It's even easy to take with you when you travel. Visit ProBoards.com for more information and follow ProBoards on Instagram at ProBoardsFitness. Welcome back into the 413 Spin Fit podcast. Again, if you are someone who likes to set goals and you got something that you want to accomplish throughout the year this year, it is important that you prioritize your life, your daily living. Okay? What does that mean? To prioritize means to treat as more important than other things. So, like, for me, when it comes to prioritizing for me, in order for me to accomplish my goals throughout the year, my goals to live a healthy life, or my goals to lose X number of pounds, to be where I want to be long term for longevity of life, my priorities look like this. Okay, first of all, it starts with faith in God. My relationship with Jesus Christ is my bedrock. It's my foundation on which I live my life. Okay? It's the foundation on which I desire to live a healthy life, to desire to lose weight, to desire to be here for my family, to see my girls walk down the aisle when they graduate from high school. To be able to walk my girls down the aisle when they get married. To be able to hold my grandchildren one day. And if I don't do anything about it now, then, you know, I may not be here when that happens. Or at least that's what was presented to me before I started my weight loss journey in 2017. If I didn't make changes then I could forget all those things that I just mentioned about my family, okay? But faith in God comes first. It's important that I start each day reading the Bible and in prayer, okay? I'm not a Bible scholar, but I do my very best to get up every morning and read the Bible, whether it's a chapter at a time or a verse at a time. You see, I believe that God answered my prayer and he rescued me and is in the process of restoring my health. So I owe it all to him to do my part to continue that process to lose my weight, to get healthy, to live a healthy life. That way, I can be available for Him to use me to make an impact in the lives of other people. You see, my dad was a carpenter by trade. But when he broke his leg, I was in junior high at the time, he broke his leg. And when he did, he surrendered to serve the Lord in missions using his skills as a carpenter to go and build churches. Okay, I don't have those skills. However, I have fitness. And it's my desire to use what I know in fitness and what I've learned over the years in my weight loss journey to make a difference in the lives of other people. You see, I see fitness as my mission field. Like my dad, his mission field was going and building churches. Not only did he build churches, he built lives for Christ. I came to a point in my life where I had to put down my fork and pick up my cross daily. And that's what I do today. I put down my fork, not in a literal sense, but in a spiritual sense, and I pick up my cross daily. I also learned at one point that I couldn't do it alone, and same thing for you, you can't do it alone, okay? I tried it for so long before the light finally went off in my head. Hey, I cannot do this on my own. So stop trying, because I'm not getting anywhere. And next is fitness and family. I'm going to put fitness and family together. I could break them apart into two different categories, but I'm going to put them together, okay? I go back to what I said a minute ago. If I want to be around to see both of my girls graduate from high school, if I want to be around to see my girls walk down the, if I want to be around to walk my girls down the aisle on their wedding day, I have to do things now so I'm here for them then. My fitness journey is important to me. It's a tool. It's a vessel for God to use to make an impact in the lives of other people. In terms of my family, I have to set aside time to be with them and be available. That's why I've had to adjust my gym time. I'm having to adjust my gym time. That way I can go to the gym early in the morning and I'm available in the evening. So we can do things as a family that I grew up doing, eating supper together with my family as a family. Granted, there are nights when both of my girls have things, especially my oldest daughter has things that she has. She has therapy. She has Girl Scouts. So our nights might look a little different on those nights, but for the most part, there are nights throughout the week that we can get together as a family and we can sit down and have supper together as a family. As far as the nutrition, the health, and the wellness, what does that look like? I have to prioritize my nutrition. I have to prioritize my mindset. It has to be right. And I have to prioritize my workouts. In order for me to be successful on this journey, it is important that my fitness, my health and wellness are prioritized. Starting with nutrition. Nutrition first, because you've heard me say it, and I've heard it said before, that you cannot outwork a bad diet. If my nutrition is off, then I'm gonna struggle. It'll be a daily thing. I'll struggle. Plain and simple. I didn't lose 80 pounds last year just because of the gym. I lost 80 pounds last year because I was disciplined in what I was putting in my mouth. And if you think any other way will work, you're sadly mistaken. Because in order to lose weight, you have to start with nutrition first. If you're not willing to start there, then you can forget going to the gym. You can forget your workouts, because all you're doing is treading water. And it all goes back to that mindset. Make sure your mindset is where it needs to be, so your nutrition will grab hold and work the way it should work. Once you have everything working in concert together, then you're going to have success. I'm going to close this episode there. Guys, as always, thank you for listening to the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. Remember, like I said a few minutes ago, you can find the 413 Spin Fit Podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. You guys, be blessed. Have a great, happy new year. Let me tell you about an apparel company that I've gotten to know well the last few months. Hog Ties Clothing. They're Arkansas owned. They offer shorts, hats, t-shirts, and hoodies. Hog Ties Clothing can be found on Instagram at Hog Ties Clothing or on Facebook at Hog Ties Clothing 501. Are you tied in with the brand? Go check them out, Hog Ties Clothing.
Welcome.